This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the education minister to visit vendors at schools as part of a major crackdown on the sale of unhealthy food items. Meantime, an expert on NCDs says the rising cases in Barbados is causing a significant strain on the budgetary allocation for health. Government updates its Criminal Records Act to expunge minor crimes committed by offenders, and government rolls out an internship program targeting at-risk youth. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The Ministry of Educational Transformation is cracking down on vendors selling unhealthy food near schools as it moves to enforce the school nutrition policy and tackle rising childhood obesity. Educational Transformation Minister Chad Blackman says teams from his ministry, along with officers from the Ministry of Health, will begin inspecting vendors operating near school compounds across the island.
I will actually be driving around the country, around schools, looking to see face-to-face what is being sold around our schools, and with my officers, of course, to see if it's in compliance with what is of acceptable nature according to the policy of what our children really should be having at their disposal. So it's not just about saying this is what the policy is, but I'm having a very hands-on approach, because why? We are fighting a number of battles at the same time. We're fighting a climate crisis, we're fighting a non-communicable disease crisis, we're fighting a crisis of our young people not being able to navigate and control their emotions and ultimately ending up in violence.
He stressed that the visit is not an attempt to shut down vendors from plying their trade, but to urge them to provide healthier options.
We have in our schools that school nutrition policy, but the ecosystem outside of the schools also must mirror the same thing. This government, and I want to make it clear, this government continues to place tremendous value and importance of our vendors across the country. We've made it very, very clear. Equally, the vendors have a responsibility. If you're going to sell to our school children, sell them healthy items. Nobody's stopping you from selling things, but you must sell them healthy items. And I'm saying so today as Minister with responsibility for education. You really must not be selling items that go against what is of nutritional value to our children, because ultimately the child, the family, the whole country pays the cost.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. Consultant pediatrician Professor Anne St. John is warning that Barbados is facing a major health and economic crisis as non-communicable diseases continue to rise. Speaking at the Barbados School Nutrition Policy Health and Safety Teachers Capacity Training Workshop, Professor St. John said NCDs account for the vast majority of deaths in the country. She also cautioned that the financial burden is severe, noting that NCDs consume most of the national health budget, with more than $375 million spent annually.
The non-communicable diseases are killing us very early. In fact, NCDs are responsible for 8 out of 10 deaths in Barbados. Thrown in 3 children, or 31%, are considered overweight and obese. Families, when you say your little child is now getting overweight, they tend to say, well, you know, we're big boned in the family and we're thick. But the cultural practices also influence somebody's concept of what is overweight or obese. 73% or 3/4 of students drink one or more sodas a day, and the NCDs account for 60%, 6 out of 10, of the country's health budget expenditure. Direct and indirect economic costs of NCDs in Barbados exceeds $375 million annually.
Consultant pediatrician Professor Anne St. John. Cancer care in Barbados has been significantly strengthened with the acquisition of a state-of-the-art Halcyon Linear Accelerator at a cost of $10 million. Minister of Health and Wellness Jerome Walcott said the installation marks the beginning of major improvements in cancer treatment and wider healthcare delivery in Barbados.
This upgrade in oncological services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital is but the first step in a much broader transformation of Barbados' health care. I recently signed an agreement for an approximately $400 million QEH expansion project at Enmore. As part of that project will be a new state-of-the-art oncology center. That facility, when completed, inter alia, will have a PET scanner, a cyclotron, and another linear accelerator. As a result, our patients will no longer have to travel overseas for PET scans. This center will further ensure that our oncology clients will have comprehensive cancer services delivered with compassion, innovation, and excellence right here in Barbados.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Jerome Walcott. Amendments are coming to the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Bill to give convicted persons a second chance through a fairer expungement process. Attorney General Dale Marshall laid the amendment in Parliament yesterday, explaining that the changes will modernize outdated law and improve fairness.
The fact is that while on one hand, we propose and we accept that in some instances, the law must be firm and the penalties must be swift and hard, we also have to answer to that side of our humanity which says that we have to have a capacity for forgiveness where forgiveness is appropriate. The state as an entity doesn't have an opportunity to forgive anybody. That's not how a state works. But we do have an opportunity to give people a second chance by passing laws that allow for that second chance.
However, he highlighted offenses where the state will not be lenient.
The policy position that was approved by Cabinet and which is contained in this bill is as follows. Notwithstanding that we want to liberalize in many respects the expungement of an individual's criminal records, there are some offenses that we consider to be so heinous, so detrimental to our society, and are so detrimental to the lives of our populace that we will not expunge those records. Treason, terrorism, murder, rape, an offense relating to care and protection of children and vulnerable persons, an offense relating to pornography where a child is involved, and the serious offenses under the Firearms Act.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Government has partnered with the Barbados Renewable Energy Association to launch a new internship program for at-risk youth as part of the island's transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy. The initiative was announced by Minister of Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, during the 2025 People Development Third Sector Grant Facility Award Ceremony. Government has invested $50,000 to support the program, which will provide training and work experience in the renewable energy sector.
This partnership is to offer structured internships and apprenticeships for at-risk young people, including young women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Now, this partnership is to facilitate transitions. And we are happy that as we contemplate what the carbon neutral Barbados will be, that we are able to recognize that people are a critical part of this process and that we have to make sure that our people, including young people, are able to make the adjustment.
Minister of Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. Meanwhile, President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Misha Clark, says 13 young people will benefit from the internship.
It creates the opportunity for decent work. It embeds gender equity by ensuring both young women and our young men benefit, and it ensures that social justice is safeguarded through the sharing of benefits of the energy transition to include our youth. In this way, the partnership between the Ministry of Labor and BREA is not only about jobs, it's about opportunity. It's about inclusion. It's about fairness. Through the Ministry of Labor's financial support in the amount of 50,000 Barbados dollars, a total of 13 young Barbadians will benefit from this initiative.
President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Misha Clark. And the flash flood warning for Barbados has been downgraded to a flood watch. The Barbados Meteorological Service's Samelka Jackman reports.
We received significant rainfall accumulations across the island. The highest rainfall we saw would have been in Christchurch and in sections of St. Michael and St. George overnight, where we got up to 5 inches of rainfall. Closer to daybreak, the intensity of those showers definitely started to decrease, but there still remains that potential for wet conditions to persist today, and therefore we've issued that flood watch for the island until 6 p.m. this evening.
Meteorologist Samelka Jackman. Recapping the headlines. education minister to visit vendors at schools as part of a major crackdown on the sale of unhealthy food items. Meantime, an expert on NCDs says the rising cases in Barbados is causing a significant strain on the budgetary allocation for health. Government updates its Criminal Records Act to expunge minor crimes committed by offenders. And government rolls out an internship program targeting at-risk youth. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.